This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Well, a very happy Pentecost to everyone. Today, we are celebrating the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is the part of God's identity that I think we probably celebrate the least. Probably because we struggle to understand the Spirit. There is something about the Holy Spirit of God that refuses to be contained by anything that we can wrap our heads around. Take these four scripture lessons that we get today. Each of them speaks of the Holy Spirit, and each of them present very different accounts of the Spirit. From Acts, we get the story of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes like the rush of a violent wind into a locked room. And then the Spirit changes from wind into fire. She rests on the head of each apostle in tongues of divided flame that do not burn their heads but simply sit upon them. And then the Holy Spirit fills the apostles and it gives them the gift of language, so that they are able to share the love of God with all peoples in all of their own languages. And perhaps even more miraculous than all of that, the Spirit gives Peter. Peter, who is the denier, Peter, who bumbles, Peter, who has so many questions, the Holy Spirit gives Peter the gift of preaching. And he delivers this passionate, an eloquent sermon. In the story from Acts, the Holy Spirit is wind, is flame, is language, is preaching. And then in Psalm 104, we hear one of the greatest creation psalms. "How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them. All the earth is full of your creatures. You send forth your Spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth." In the psalm, the Spirit is elemental, creating and renewing the very face of the earth. And then in 1 Corinthians, we get a yet different account of the Spirit. Paul speaks of the Holy Spirit as the giver of gifts, a variety of gifts: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, the working of powerful deeds, prophecy, discernment of spirits, various tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. And the Spirit gives each of these gifts for the common good. The Spirit brings us together, many members of one body. In 1 Corinthians, the Holy Spirit is the giver of gifts for the common good, the uniter of the body. And then in our gospel, we see yet another side of the Holy Spirit. In John, the Spirit is intimate, this gift of peace. In the midst of a locked room where the disciples are in grief and in fear, Christ arrives and breathes. I mean, think about this. Jesus, right there, breathes on them the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in the midst of their fear and their grief, the Spirit is this gift of peace that will abide with them wherever they go. In the Gospel of John, the disciples, the apostles, are only sent after Jesus has given them the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the abiding presence of God given in peace. So, in these four different lessons, we get a lot of explanations and descriptions of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is wind, is flame, is language, is preaching, is elemental, creating and renewing the face of the earth, the giver of gifts for the common good, and the uniter of the body of Christ, the abiding presence of God given in peace. And that, my friends, is just four accounts of the Holy Spirit. We've barely even scratched the surface of who the Holy Spirit is and how the Bible describes the Spirit. Now, this vast and wild nature of the Holy Spirit, it makes it hard for us to sort of wrap our minds around who the Holy Spirit is. And sometimes it makes it hard for us to relate to the Spirit. But I think it teaches us something very, very important about who God is. The Spirit of God, this wild, untamable thing, reminds us that try as we might, we can never fully understand God. And we can never contain God. This, I believe, is something worth celebrating. Because it shows us that God is just so much more than we can imagine, so much more than we can understand, so much more than we could experience in one single life. God is more than the gifts of the Spirit that are gathered in this room. As wonderful as we all are, that's not all God is. God is found in every single gift that is given to the peoples of this world. And God is more than just one language and one culture of peoples. God is found in every language and every peoples. God is even more than humankind. God is found in all the creatures who call this earth home. See the Spirit of God present in that creation story from our psalm. Gosh, and God is even more than the creatures of this earth. For God is both earth and wind, and fire, and water. All of these elements that God arrives in as the Holy Spirit. And God is even more than those elements. For God is the very breath of life. And God is even so much more than life itself. More than we can perceive or define, for God is. My siblings, on Pentecost, this is one of those rare Sundays that we intentionally set aside time to really celebrate God as Holy Spirit. But I think we should be intentional about celebrating the Spirit every day. For perhaps the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit is the reminder that God is just so much more than we could ever define or try to contain. And the Spirit of God calls us to be so much more too. The Spirit calls us to be more than our gifts, more than our single language, more than just humankind. The Spirit calls us to respect and honor every gift. The Spirit calls us to speak and understand the love of God in every language and culture. The Spirit calls us to renew the face of the earth. The Spirit calls us to the common good. The Holy Spirit of God calls us to be so much more than the ways that we contain ourselves and limit ourselves in definition. So, my siblings, on this Pentecost, when we celebrate this wild, uncontrollable Spirit of God, may the Spirit of God remind you every day that God is just so much more and calls us to be more. Amen.